This is an ABC 10 News update.
County health officials just opened another COVID-19 vaccine superstation. Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt in the ABC 10 News studio. This one is located in the old Sears building at the Chula Vista Center shopping mall. Unlike Petco, this superstation is a walk-up appointment only, but it is walk-up, not drive-through. And those 75 years and older and healthcare workers can schedule a time on the county's website. No walk-ups are allowed. The city is making $42 million available to San Diegans struggling to pay their rent. Mayor Todd Gloria said the federal aid money will be given out through the San Diego Housing Commission. Details on who is eligible and how to apply are yet to come. The mayor said he also plans to extend eviction protections for renters and businesses. The city council will talk about that proposal next Tuesday. And SeaWorld has come up with a way to get some business while their theme park is closed. They've created a drive-through Sesame Street parade. The guest vehicles will drive past dozens of parade floats. The Sesame Street characters will be dancing and waving to families as they go by. The cars will also be driving through lit-up tunnels with thousands of colorful lights. The tickets per car, no matter how many people, are $50. Meteorologist Angelica Campos is joining us now with the latest on the weather. Hi, Angelica.
Hi, Kim. Getting ready for an interesting Friday. We're going to see sunshine, clouds, and fog. The winds will be picking up and also showers by the end of the day. Coming up, I'll show you what to expect day by day into the weekend.